बिहारी जय जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय गोपी चन्न बल्लभ गिरिवर धारी जय जय गोपी चन्न बल्लभ गिरिवर धारी Yasoda Nangana Braja Janaranjana Yasoda Nangana Braja Janaranjana Yamuna Tira Vanachari Yamuna Tira Vanachari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Jai Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Jai Gopi Janna Balabha Girivara Dhari Yashoda Nandana Braja Janna Ranjana Yamuna Tira Vanachari Om Vishnupad Paramahansa Parivi Braj Gacharja Hastatara Siddhishmare Si Bhakti Vedanta Swami Prabhupada Ki Nityale Bhavishnam Vishnupad Paramahansa Parivi Braj Gacharja Hastatara Siddhishmad Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Ki Anantakoti Vaishnavinda ki namachaja hairastakur ki Pampya Gauri Krishna Chaitanya Pavunitananda Shirvaita Grada Shibhasri Gaur Bhaktavinda Shishri Rara Krishna Gop Gopina Samakun Radhakun Giri Govidan ki Shivindavan Dham ki Mayapanadu Dham ki Jagannapuri Dham ki Nu Ramanriti Dham ki Tulsi Devi ki Bhakti Devi ki Ganga Mai ki Yamuna Mai ki Samavita Bhaktavinda, gloriesome devotees, all gloriesome devotees, all glory Shri Guru and Shri Gauranga Pramanandi. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Okay, well, they're reading Canto 3, Chapter 18, Verse 4. But someone says, people say, the first few verses weren't really
Because he spoke on Bhaktivinoda. Okay, so I'll read through these. First, 1, 2, 3. Tad eva akarnya jalesha bhashitam maya manashtad viganaya durmada arivritpagati manga narda rasatalam nirvivishetvaranvita. Maitreya continued, the proud, falsely glorious Daitya paid little heed to the words of Varuna. O dear Vidura, he learned from Narada the whereabouts of the personality of Godhead and hurriedly betook himself to the depths of the ocean. So, did he read this purport? You remember? Huh? He read this purport? Okay. So he might not have done 3. I don't know which one you say he didn't do. Karanpur remembers. Just do 4? Okay. All right. Tom nasapatna abhavaya kim mrito. Tom nasapatna abhavaya kim mrito. Yo maya yahan jasuran paroksha jet. Tam yoga maya balam out bapausam. Sangstapya mudha pram rajesahichukcha. Pang na sapat na bhavaya kim hito. Yo maya yahan jasuran paroksha je. Tam yoga maya balam alpa paurusham. Samstapya mudha pram rijay suhichucha. Tung nasa patnai rabhavaya king bhito. Yo maya yahan jasuran paroksha jit. Tung yoga maya balam opa paurusham. Samstapya mudha pram rajay suhichucha. Bolo. Tang nasa patna rabhavaya kimbito. Hare Krishna. Tvam, you. Na, us. Sapatnai, by our enemies. Abhavai, for killing. Kim, is it that? Bhrta, maintained. Ya, he who. Maya, by deception. Hanti, kills. Asuran, the demons. Paroksha jit, who conquered by remaining invisible. Tvam, you. Yoga Maya Balam, whose strength is bewildering power. Opa Paulusham, whose power is meager. Samstapya, after killing. Muda, fool. Pramjay, I shall wipe out. Suhit Shuchaha, the grief of my kinsmen. Translation, you rascal, you have been nourished by our enemies to kill us, and you have killed some demons by remaining invisible. Oh, fool, your power is only mystic, so today I shall enliven my kinsmen by killing you. So this, again, is the demon here, Aranyaksha, speaking very eloquently. Of course, our acharyas have given various meanings to these words here. So, purport. The demon used the word abhavaya. Generally, we hear from Vishwanath Chakravarti about, but here is also Sridhar Swami, sometimes is Jiva Goswami, is giving actual meaning behind the words. But here is Sridhar Swami. The demon used the word abhavaya, which means for killing. Sridhar Swami comments that this, quote, killing, unquote, means liberating. In other words, killing the process of continued birth and death. The Lord kills the process of birth and death and keeps himself invisible. The activities of the Lord's internal potency are inconceivable. But by a slight exhibition of this potency, the Lord, by his grace, can deliver one from nescience. Shucha means miseries. The miseries of material existence can be extinguished by the Lord by his potential energy of internal yoga maya. In the Upanishad, Sveta Svetaro 6.8, it is stated, Prasya Shaktir Vividayavashu Yate. The Lord is invisible to the eyes of the common man, but his energies act in various ways. When demons are in adversity, they think God is hiding himself, is working by his mystic potency. They think that if they can find God, they can kill him just by seeing him. Hiranyaksha thought that way, and he challenged the Lord, you have done tremendous harm to our community. Taking the part of the demigods, you have killed our kinsmen in so many ways, always keeping yourself hidden. Now I see you face to face. I am not going to let you go. I shall kill you and save my kinsmen from your mystic misdeeds. Not only are demons always anxious to kill God with words and philosophy, but they think that if one is materially powerful, he can kill God with materially fatal weapons. Demons like Kamsa, Ravana, Hiranyakashipu thought themselves powerful enough to kill even God. Demons cannot understand that God, by his multifarious potency, can work so wonderfully. He can be present everywhere and still remain in his eternal abode, Goloka Vrindavan. Om Agyana Timurandasya Agyanan Janashalaka Chaksaramilitang Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manabhishtam Tapitang Jina Bhutale Fayam Rupagada Makhyam Dadati Sabadantikam Bandeham Shri Guru Shri Utapata Kamalam Shri Guru Vaishnavam Sja Shri Rupam Sagvajatam Sahagana Raghunatam Mitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Sabadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Vidang Sahagana Lalita Shivashakam Vitam Sja Hey Krishna Kona Sindo Dina Bando Jagatpate Gopeshi Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Ajano Lambida Bujo Kanaka Vidato Sankirtana Kapitaro Kamalaya Taksho Vishram Baro Vijabaro Yugadana Palo Vande Jagatpriya Karo Karuna Bataro Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Tamna sapatna rabhavaya kimbito yo maya yahan chasuran parokshajit. Tam yoga maya balam opa paulusam samstap yamudha pramajay sahichucha. You rascal, you have been nourished by our enemies to kill us, and you have killed some demons by remaining invisible. Fool, your power is only mystic, so today I shall enliven my kinsmen by killing you. Abhavaya. Sapatnaya. So the word sapatnaya is sometimes explained to mean, just a side note, it's in the Bhagavad Gita also, this word. So patni means wife, so sapatnaya means co-wife. Therefore, one interpretation is that comes from that the co-wives are usually inimical to each other. So sapatnaya. But literally means that, therefore, inimical. There are many words for his enemies and like that. So, but here, bhavaya means to become or exist, and abhavaya means that it will make him non-existent. This is what this demon is saying, mudha. He's calling him mudha. By your yogamaya balam, bewildering power. So this bewildering power of Vishnu is very powerful, and you cannot see it. Kunti Devi Mudha Dasha. In fact, she's saying those who are not devotees, they're the real Mudhas. Abhijanati Ma Mudha. Manasim Tanamas. So throughout Bhagavad Gita, and throughout even Chaitanya Bhagavat, Chaitanya Charita, where Kaviraj Goswami is again and again saying that if you don't study these pastimes of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, you're mudha, are mudha, fools. Don't study, especially the Chaitanya Bhagavat. In those days it was called Chaitanya Mangala. If you don't study that, you're simply a fool. And one of the stories I was just remembering in the Chaitanya Bhagavat, there's so many stories there that become forgetful, but I remembered a little bit. So I went and looked at it again. Still, I'm not remembering every single detail. But so Murari Gupta was a very intimate friend. He was maybe even a little older than Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, schoolmate. It's actually pointed out in Chaitanya Bhagavat that when Nimai Pandit went to school at Gangadas Pandit's academy, that Murari Gupta was one of the leading students. So Nimai Pandit used to actually challenge Murari and other students. They were a little older. In fact, Nimai was so aggressive, he would go from ghat to ghat. Especially during break in school, they would go, and because they were all studying and very aspiring to be great pundits, and Nimai Pandit would challenge one from one ghat to the next. He was only younger. A lot of them were older, so he would ask them different questions. Oh yeah, and they would ask him questions, and he would say something, and explain it very perfectly, all verbal roots, and they would be very satisfied. But then he would say the opposite. Now I'll destroy those arguments. And so Murari Gupta was a victim of this type of abuse also. But he was a great, great pundit. In fact, from his writings, Chaitanya Charitra, we get the Chaitanya Charitra is the basis of all the early pastimes that Murari Gupta wrote down. And Chaitanya Bhagavat, Chaitanya Charitamrita had access to these Murari Gupta's writing he wrote in Sanskrit. So he's very super brilliant, great acharya. Anyway, one day, you know, quite a few wonderful pastimes with Murari Gupta, but one day Mahaprabhu was feeling, you could say, or he was channeling this boar incarnation, Baraha, and he ran to Murari Gupta's house, and nobody was even there except Murari. And so he was yelling, screaming, shouting, roaring, Baraha, Baraha, like that. And he came into Murari's house and picked up this, it was a beautiful, like, vase, and he picked it up, and he exhibited two legs, you know, just like a boar. He appeared like a huge boar in Murari's house. And so when we hear invisible, nobody saw it except Murari. So Vrindavan Das again and again says, see, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was not showing his power as the Supreme Personality of God. He would sometimes exhibit Vaman to various other devotees in different, before the Mahaprakash even, 21 hours where he exhibited, and also to Advaita. But so in this pastime, he picked up this, just as though it was the earth, and Murari could see him as a boar like that. And so at the time also, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu started to decry the impersonalist, saying that, you see, I have four arms, I can appear, I am the source of all incarnations. Any incarnation is coming from me. And Murari was, he said, Murari, offer prayers. And Murari was, couldn't say anything, you know, what can I say? Swayamevatmanatmanam, like Arjuna says in the Gita. Only you can describe yourself. Only you can know your own glory. You can describe. But somehow or other, he was able to offer some prayers. So Mahaprabhu said in that time that just see, there is a person named Prakashananda. We were just discussing this Prakash. This happened years before Mahaprabhu. He was Nimai Pandit. He was still young before taking sannyas. After sannyas, he went to Varanasi, defeated Prakashananda years later. But he said, this Prakashananda is such a rascal that he says, I have no arms, no legs. I am completely impersonal. He's a big, big leader there. And he's also, I've already stricken him with leprosy, and still he goes on speaking like that. We don't really hear about the leprosy, you know, but he had leprosy, and still he was speaking. So it is said, Sashrinot Yakarna, Grahano, what is it? Apanipado, Grahano. I have no hands, that's true, but he has no mundane hand. And he's here showing that he's the boar incarnation, or Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was showing also. He has different types of hands. Apanipado Javano Grihita. He can accept anything. He doesn't need a mundane. Sarvatax Panipadam Ta. Sarvatokshi Sharo Mukam. Sarvata Shutimaloke. He covers everything. He doesn't have any. Just like Prabhupada sometimes would say, when you're taking prasad with your hand, don't think that it's your hand. Think this is actually Krishna has given you this hand. Yeah. That's a Prabhupada says something, it has a maximum potency. You can actually feel like, well, this is not my hand. So Krishna says, all these are my hands. Whatever hand you see, it's all the everything you see. When Arjuna saw the universal form, he saw everything like that. So again, in this verse, a demoniac mentality is. Now there's several categories of shlokas in Bhagavatam. This is one, of course, that's spoken by a demon. So, I mean, you know, we don't necessarily, it wouldn't be a priority to memorize this shloka. You know, if you had only 2,000 shlokas to memorize, not many people know 2,000 shlokas, or even 1,000, you wouldn't take this as a priority. But still, fortunately, our acharyas have given us the deep meaning here. The Sridhar Swami, this killing means liberating, killing the process of continued, so the demon ultimately is described that he's attaining sarupya mukti, different types of mukti. Usually the Vaishnavas, they don't take, if without mat sevanam bina, without service, as Kapiladev's shloka, I think, without service, they don't take any, even a position in Vaikuntha. But so he attained that by being liberated and by the Lord. So as it says here, killing the process of continuity. So whole Bhagavatam is meant for that. Killing the process of birth and death. Some of the shlokas are directly saying that. Ateha danya bhagavanti itam. At the end of the third chapter in the first canto, ateha danya bhagavanti itam. Yad vasudeve kila lokanate. Vasudev Krishna. So another funny story is Pandraka, right? He said he was Vasudev. It reminded me of Pandraka. And this is quite a long story. Practically the whole chapter 66 in 10th canto is about Pandraka. So Pandraka declared, he sent a messenger to Krishna in Dwarka, and the messenger, I guess in those days he said the message or something, it's a note, and he said that, I am Vasudev, you are not Vasudev, and you should surrender all your weapons to me, everything to me, because I am Vasudev, you are a complete imposter. He's telling Krishna directly this. This is such illusion that in the court of Ugrasena, there was loud laughter for quite some time. Prabhupada describes it in the Krishna book. They were all like, ha, ha, ha. There, Krishna's sitting there, and this messenger is telling this crazy that I am Vasudev, and you're imitating me. You know? But he got some benediction from Lord Shiva that he could fasten some weird, you know, nowadays we have the robot, but so he was, people were fooled, they're foolish people. And so they accepted this Pandraka king. At the time he was staying in Kasi, it's the home of Lord Shiva, and the king of Kasi was there also. So after reading the message, everyone was laughing like for a while. Then Krishna thought, what do I do? I take care of this guy. So in another instance of word, transcendental word reversal, we shall say, that Krishna said, yes, yes, very soon I will relinquish all my weapons. But this relinquishing word is used, I forget the exact Sanskrit, meaning that I will unleash. It could mean release or unleash. So Krishna came with a big army. I don't know, it's big. 2 Akshahini, it's pretty big. He went to Kasi and surrounded Kasi. Then the Pandraka and his friend, the king, came out. And Pandraka guaranteed everybody in the city and all of his wives. He said, I will cut this bogus Vasudev head off like that. So Krishna was having this conversation. Yes, right now, you know, he gave him a little chance, but he said, if you really want to do this, I'm going to take care of you right now. I'm going to relinquish all my weapons. And he even had a flag of Garuda, this Pandraka, bogus king. So this is what's going on. Now, we don't find that in this story, but it is funny that these demons have this idea that they can imitate somehow. And so convinced. And this is how it is, a mentality. Dambo Dharpi Bimanaschak, Krota Parasham. Bluffing is a big deal for demons. They like to bluff. So here's bluffing is a big bluff, but people were convinced. And he was even convinced himself. He convinced. So there was some back and fighting and fighting. It was a bloody mess. I think there's an old painting in Krishna book. It's like cut off heads. Krishna cut off. They have so many weapons, these arrows, they can cut off your head. You know, they're like this. And they cut off his head and cut off the head of the king. And not only that, he had a weapon, arrow, which threw the king's head into the gates. When it came in, it had all his fancy earrings and it was kind of messed up. They thought, well, it's true. You know, even the wives of Pandraka were saying, yeah, he's going to cut off Krishna's head. So when they saw the head, they thought, it must be Krishna's head. When they looked closely, no, it's the king's head. It's the king of Kasi's head. So anyway, there was a bloody fight. And
ultimately, he gave up, and he was also given this liberation. So these demons are given liberation, checking birth in this. After many births in this material world, one should desire. If he's very fortunate, then parivarta ugraha, because it's called parivarta ugra, very horrible repetition of birth and death that's going on. So these demons are actually fortunate. They come in contact with Krishna. Many demons are not. Mudha janmani janmani, at the end of the 16th chapter, it's described there that these demons, they go on, and Krishna says, they're mudha, and they go down they go lower and lower. After doing etam drishtam avashtabhya nashtatman alpabhudaya, one of the descriptions, the eighth verse, one of my favorites. Maybe the only one I can remember, that's why. Kshayaya jagato hita. Etam drishtam avashtabhya nasht out, like here we have nasht alp. So this demon is accusing that his alpa parusham, that his power is meager. He's thinking it's only mystic. It's only some mystic is sleight of hand. Nothing, no big deal. We can get around it. But there Krishna is saying, no, that's not a fact. Etam vishnavashtabhya nasht alpa. What is it? Nasht alpa. Ugra karmana. Kshayayaga jagatohita. What the manifestation of demons, like this demon, or like Pandraka, is that jagata ahita. They want to do misdeed for the entire world. Kshayaya, they want to destroy the world. So especially in Kali Yuga, and Prabhupada mentions in various purports, they develop weapons in any moment. They can also be destroyed. But they're so foolish. Just like that demon, Vrikasvara, right? He got a benediction that he could, anyone's head would crack. So Krishna came before him as a small boy or something, a Brahmin. And he said, you know, this Lord Shiva, he's not really pretty. He's not such a great mystic. I wouldn't trust that he really gave you this. Why don't you try that? Touch your head. So such a fool. So this is the demoniac mentality, that they have the weapons and they want to shoot. They don't realize these weapons are so powerful, they'll also be killed, or the other demons will shoot them, blow them up. Nowadays, the weapons are powerful. They don't even have such small weapons, that, you know, like the Japanese got a bomb dropped or something. The weapons are so huge. So Prabhupada calls it a suicidal society. So etam drishtam avashtam nashtatman alpabhudaya. Our yoga is many times called, in the second chapter alone, is like 7-8 times called buddhi yoga dhananjaya. Get rid of all mundane attachment and take up this buddhi yoga. I think the chapter is it called buddhi yoga? But this, our bhakti yoga is sometimes called buddhi, means you have to have intelligence, not meager, tiny intelligence. So the demons, they're thinking that, how can you think that Krishna has meager intelligence? He's controlling everything. Like Kunti says, Mudha Dusha, Mayas Javani Kachanam Agyat Hoksatam Avyayam Nalakshya Se Mudha Dusha Nato Nacha Toyata Nacha. That he's dancing like he looks like an ordinary person. You cannot see what he's doing. Like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was performing this pastime, he immediately appeared just like the Boar incarnation. Only Murari saw it. He didn't advertise it. Later on, it would come out, others would say, yes, Mahaprabhu came to my house. He appeared just like Bhamana. I saw all the devas like that. So he appears, he can appear, he can disappear. Natyo, natya, daro, yata, dancing like an actor. Even Mother Sachi, she cannot recognize. When the play is going on at where? Subhuti Roy's house or something. Is that where it was? There was a play going on, and Chaitanya was appearing just like
Lakshmi. So the devotees were very anxious about it, because he said that anyone who Mahaprabhu kind of warned them and said, this is Nimai Pandit, he said, I am going to perform this play, but anyone whose senses are not in control, because I'm going to appear like Lakshmi, then they shouldn't watch. So even Advaita Acharya and Shivas, they're part of the Panchatattvaika Vastu. They were thinking, because they already know Advaita Acharya. He's like Lord Shiva. Lord Shiva saw the Mohini incarnation. He was completely bewildered. He thought, oh, I never heard about this Mohini. Let's see now. And then, wow, he was bewildered. Just like Lord Brahma, bewildered. Swayaiva Mohita, Evam Vishram Mohanam. There's that verse right before, after he stole the cows, he was offering prayers in the 14th chapter. In the 13th chapter, he saw Krishna suddenly appear like all these Vishnu forms. So the verse described, Evam Vishram Sammoham, Vishram Vishramohanam, Swayameva Vimohi. He bewildered himself, thinking that he's not a demon, but still he tried to steal Krishna, steal the boys, and this weird stuff that he tried. So it's described there that he's just like a lightning bug in the daytime. I mean, in nighttime you might see a lightning bug, but in the daytime you definitely won't see. You don't see lightning bugs. It's very difficult. And they're little bright little bugs, worms or something. So Brahma's power was like that, and he's Lord Brahma. So this demon, we're hearing about these great asuras because they were jai vijay, they're not ordinary. So you can appear, and if you read that again, we read it recently or somewhere. Hiranyakashipu, he was speaking great philosophy actually, really deep philosophy, because after this, then the relatives were lamenting like anything that the loss of Hiranyaksha, so Hiranyakashipu was comforting them. He told complicated stories about Yamaraj appearing and the King Ushinara, and all his relatives were crying and holding his body in the queens, and they were just like, couldn't let go of his body even though he died days before. And like, Hiranyakashipu, so give all that up, become detached. So he's giving big philosophy sometimes, Hiranyakashipu. So he knows the philosophy, but can't follow it. Sometimes Kamsa even displays philosophy, but he's such an envious person. It's described, Sa jivan kalo sampareto yotyanta. Wonderful verse describing sapantyo. Well, such an envious person, like Kamsa, the big demon, he wanted to kill Krishna. He was so fearful all the time. Where's Krishna? He was sitting down, he could see holes in his shadow, and he couldn't see himself in the mirror. He was getting really freaked out. So the demons, they know that they're insignificant. They will be crushed. Whatever they think of God, they know that they'll be crushed. But their ego, they just, because they don't hear properly, they don't follow, they cannot accept Krishna consciousness. So those who don't accept, they're the mudha. Mudha janmani janmani. They'll be put again and again. Like Krishna described at the end of the 16th chapter. So even Brahma's bewildered, Indra's bewildered, all the demigods are bewildered. It's described, janma jasyato anbayari taratas chartesva abhigyas faratene brahma vidyadika vimuyanti yatsa tejo varimadam yatavanimayo yatatishagamashya damnas fena sara. There is such mystic power that one thinks you're driving on the road and you see it looks just like there's a water on the highway or something. It's just really from the heat, no one knows. So on ground it looks like water, on the water sometimes it looks like land. So we can easily be mystified like that. So he's referring to that. So Krishna has all mystic power. Bhuta Brinna, here the word is used, Kimbrito, maintained, and you have killed somebody. You are being maintained. He's saying that he's being maintained, but actually Krishna is the maintainer. Gatir Bharta Prabhu Sakshi Nivasya Sharanam. It's the 9th chapter of the Gita. many places is described, Bhutta Brinnacha Bhutta Sto. So the devotees there happy to become maintained. Vrityarti ham pranata pala bhavabdi potam. In the 11th canto, the verse is there. I think Karabhajana Muni, one of those nine yogendras, is speaking, Deyam sada paribhavagnam abhishta doham tirtaspadam shiva varinchinutam sharanyam. Vrityarti ham pranata pala bhavabdi. Bande mahapurushate charanalavinda. Two very nice verses, many nice, 18,000, but those two are a pair. And so that one described Brityarti ham pranata, those who bow. Of course, this demon is not going to be bowing anytime soon. Ultimately, he'll bow. He'll end up food for the jackals. And so Bhaktivinoda Thakur, in one of his songs, he said, I don't mind anandito hoy. Birds and jackals that will eat my body, they'll have a very nice time because he detached from the body. But generally the demons, that's their insignificant thing. They're very attached and very, just like they're powerful, these two demons. They wanted to block out the sun and just see pictures of big weightlifters and stretching their muscles. And so this is the manifestation, demoniac motive passion. It's not bad to become strong, of course, if one's a kshatriya. But he shouldn't think that he cannot be. Yasyatma buddhi trinape tridaduke, because the body is tridaduke, kapapit patapita. Mucus, bile, and air is destined to die and become eaten by jackals. Someone described there. Krimivid bhashma nishnantam, kvedam kalevaram, several places in the Bhagavatam. One should see that everyone's body is meant to be destroyed and eaten by the creamy bidba, become stool or become worms, and unless it's burnt, it will be devoured. Sometimes they throw the body out just to be eaten by the birds or something like that. But the demons are very attached that I am so powerful. Who can sit oh hum balavansuki? I am so perfect. This is an exaggerated manifestation, Aranyaksha. But generally, the more one is in this bodily concept, tanumanina, gato tamondam, tanumanina dhruvam. That's one of the verses describing Kamsa. Even when he's alive, he shapanti, everyone curses him. That goddamn horrible guy, you know. Horrible persons, demons are cursed. And after death, those who are tanomanina mean that their mind is in the body in the mind. They're just thinking, I am the body, I'm the body, I'm the body. They have no other thought. So Kamsa was thinking like that. And therefore, it is said, and Vasudeva was preaching to him also that, my dear Kamsa, Ajya Vabda Satanti Cha, you are a great hero. Vira, he was flattering him. You are a great hero. Why should you? Don't you know that Ajya Vabda Satanti Cha? That Ajya Vabda Satanti means 100 years. Today or in 100 years, you're going to be vanquished. But Vasudeva was the greatest diplomat. He had such expert. He was able to pacify Kamsa. But he was at the same time, he was saying, but you're a great hero. But if you're a great hero, you should understand. You're a great kshatriya. Why are you so worried about the body? But today, you'll be vanquished. So during the conversation, there's so many nice verses with Vasudeva speaking, yato, yato, davati, daivachoditam. You know, you're going to take newer and newer bodies. It becomes very delicate, very complicated, very perfect philosophy. So Kamsa was thinking, you know, maybe he has something there. You know, he became a little pacified, and then he gave him his children, said, that's okay, you know. So Vasudeva. So if one becomes like Vasudeva, the father of Krishna, then Vasudeva Krishna can actually take birth, just like he took birth in the mind of Krishna, was transferred to Devaki. The same time, the verses there describe that Vojendra Gehe, that Devaki was in the prison house of Bhojendra means the Kamsa, and Shikeva Rudha, the manifestation of Krishna and Devaki, was hidden just like fire in a pot. Fire in a pot. There may be a big furnace even, but you don't see it. We'll speak of a small pot. So Prabhupada, many times in the last months when he was speaking, he would quote this one line, which says there, Kalo, that one should not be miser, that all over India, these shastras have been given for thousands of years, but you're keeping it. Bharat Bhumite Hula Manusha Janmajar. So he said, this is Kalo. Kalo means like envious, to keep. So this envious Kamsa was keeping this Krishna hidden in the same way that fire is hidden in a pot. Of course, ultimately Krishna comes out. But Prabhupada was used, he loved this line, Kalo, Saraswati Kala. Saraswati, this knowledge has to be given out, passed out. That's why he's pushing book distribution. Prabhupada's whole life was to translate books, write, and inspire others to give out the books, give out the knowledge, some or other. So many times Prabhupada was quoting the Saraswati Kale. The Saraswati should not be suppressed. This knowledge is there, has to be given. So Prabhupada said, at least one Indian has come. Mahaprabhu, when Prabhupada would lecture to the Indians especially, he would use this verse. Bharata Bhumite Hoila Manusha Janma Jar Janma Sartak Kori. Para Upakara, one has to do para upakara. Do upakara means the best service for everyone. Best service is, of course, giving Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Kiva Mantra Dilo Goshai Kiva Tarbal. When Chaitanya was speaking with Prakashananda, he gave that shloka. That I was, my Guru Maharaj, he goes, Prakashananda and the other impersonalists, I was saying, well, you're a big pundit. We heard that you're the biggest pundit, but you don't do what they consider just reading, studying, and Sanskrit. You don't do that. What's the matter with you? You're going with all these sentimental people. You're doing three things that you're not supposed to do. Dancing, chanting, and singing. No, sannyasis don't do that. They just sit. Study or something, you know, their idea of a sannyas. So he said, my guru told me that Vedanta Adi, Nadika Vedanta Adhikar, you don't have any Adhikar to study Vedanta. Chaitanya Maru knew Vedanta. He defeated Sarvabhauma. He defeated the Kashmiri Pandit. But he's speaking very humbly, sitting, you know. They invited him for some lunch, some meeting, and he was sitting where the feet are being washed. They said, "What Kibaba Sad, what is your lamentation? Why is it? Because although they're sannyasis, but they're not humble. That's not on their list of things. Danya Atma Nivedan. But for devotees, that is the first thing. Finarapi Sunichena Tororapi. Becoming humble. The first thing Sarvabhauma told Chaitanya Mahaprabhu when he came to Puri, and Sarvabhauma was a big, big esteemed pundit, although he was not a sannyasi. He used to train the sannyasis in the Vedanta, just like a one-man crash course in the Vedanta. So the first thing he told Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he said, why did you take sannyas? Anyway, you're young, and the sannyasis are the most puffed up guys. He said. Sarvabhauma knew that. They just puffed up. Danda grahina matrena namo narayana babet. As soon as they get a stick, a danda, they think they're Narayan. So Mahaprabhu sat for 7 days listening to his talk. And he said, well, you were sitting here for 7 days. I mean, what, you didn't say anything. What's going on? He said, yeah, I know. I mean, I heard you. Yeah. I know Vedanta Sutra, but what you're saying. So he explained the Atmarama verse and so many things. So anyway, he's speaking with Prakashananda, saying similar. He said that My guru said that I'm not qualified. But if you want to hear some Vedanta Sutra, so Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, of course, he knows Vedanta Sutra. Vedanta Krid Veda Vid Eva Chaham. Krishna. He's not different from Krishna. He knows. And Krishna says in Gita, I am the compiler of Vedanta Sutra. Padaish Chaiva. Hetamabir Vinishchita. How can he not explain it? I'm the compiler of Vedanta. So he spoke like that. So this. Not only are demons always anxious to kill God with words and philosophy, but they think if one is materially powerful, he can kill God with fatal weapons. And so, Soras cannot understand that God, by his multifarious potencies, can work so wonderfully that he can be present everywhere and still remain. Galoka eva nivasat akila mabuko. He's in Galoka, but he can appear everywhere. Hridishtito, when Maitreya was speaking with Vidura, Vidura was asking, and it's a great conversation because Maitreya's slokas are, of course, but Vidura's slokas are even better than Maitreya's slokas. Anyway, that's another thing. And so Vidura was asking the questions, but he was speaking, so please enlighten me about Hridishtito, that personality who is in the heart, who enlightens from within. So, of course, Maitreya was so enlivened to speak with Vidura. And one of the things he said was there like that, that those who are pitied by the pitiable, here we have the word shucha, the grief of my kinsmen. So, mashuchaha, Krishna says, there will be no grief if you surrender to Krishna. So in that verse, then he also says, "Who are lament those who are lamentable by those who are already lamentable." You know, so it's referring that the impersonalists, they have some lamentation for the ordinary person. They think, "Ah, these guys are just a bunch of idiots," but they don't know how to help them, because in Shankaracharya, in that line of impersonal, unless you take up their path of just give up everything, or you're born, you're a brahmachari, you just study all day, that's it. But they have no way of giving out the holy name. Krishna dite par, you can give, the acharya can give the holy name. Therefore, we are running after the acharyas, all the acharyas are running, please give, please give. Yoga cha vichari kichunai, I have no qualification. If you examine me like that, I'm sitting here, ekakiyama, Shoda Ama, purify my bad qualities, my six bad qualities. Give me the six types of good association. So, but in impersonal line means, Prabhupada said that they don't care about the guru. Guru gives me just to give me that knowledge and mara, and kill the guru, push him over and take his seat. Of course, they put a picture nowadays, this is my guru. Of course, no knowledge is given. You know, the guru turned out he was just a big debauch, and who knows what he did anyway. Okay, so any comments, any questions?
I had a question about Pundraka. I never realized that his other set of arms, was a benediction from Lord Shiva? Is that?
It was a benediction that they weren't real arms, but they appeared to the ordinary people to look like it. Because what is that temple in Kasi? Lord Chaitanya went there, that temple of Lord Shiva is the main temple there. So, Vishvanath temple. So, because they worship Vishvanath, he got this benediction that he could fool people and look like, but so he was fooling people, and he fooled himself too, big time. And he thought, yeah, I have these arms, but actually he wasn't Vishnu or anything. He even had a little tuft of hair like a Shivatsa, and he had a Kastuba jewel that he
picked up downtown somewhere.
I mean, how could he actually think that he was, it sounds like a serious mental illness.
That's why they laughed for a long time.
Yeah.
King Ugrasena and Krishna and whoever was there. Actually, Balaram was out of town or something. I think that's why they thought they could defeat. They thought that Krishna was being protected by Balaram. He might be a pretty good warrior. We got to be careful. But he was in Vrindavan. So they thought they could pick on Krishna. He's nobody.
So people, foolish people, could see that it was arms, but people who were
foolish,
enlightened.
They thought, yeah, the people of his city, he was living at the time in Kasi, they thought, yeah, he's got forearms.
Yeah.
I mean, he got all these soldiers to fight. I mean, just see people like Napoleon and Hitler, all these demons, they get whole millions and millions of people to fight for them.
Right.
The guy is just a bum, you know. I mean...
Okay, like
Trump, he dodged the army so many times, and he's got all these guys that are ready to fight. We'll see if they really fight.
Anyway, also you were mentioning that somewhere it said, like, if you're taking prasadam in your hand, and you're thinking it's your hand, but it's not your hand.
Prabhupada said, don't think it's your hand. He was giving us an example how to be detached from the body. It's pretty good illustration, though, because when you take prasadam, you really appreciate your hand, you know? Especially if you're Ayurvedic and you eat with your hand and not spoons and forks. Like Prabhupada came to Bhaktivedanta Manor, he told a story how his god brothers and others, they had said, Swamiji, when you go to the West, you know, you're going to have to eat with a knife and a fork. So Prabhupada was eating prasadam at the opening of the Bhaktivedanta Manor in 73. And he said, but they did not know I have come to stop them from eating with knife and fork. You want the microphone? What? All right.
On this, the consideration of trying to stop the cycle of birth and death. You know, sometimes the consciousness, I guess, is what I'm... it seems like sometimes after a devotee may live, you know, 80 years, maybe the fervor or the enthusiasm or the, you know, concentration is not there. So sometimes one might kind of get the understanding that they just want us out of the body. You know, they don't want to take another birth and death. They're ready to give up. But just because, and maybe it's because also, which might not have nothing to do with age, that life is just hellish for you. So you want to just, you know, you want out. But is that the right... either one of those, you know, like the right, will that stop repeated birth and death, that consciousness, you know, just because you want to get out because life is hellish or you feel like you have nothing else to give, so you kind of, become a recluse, you know, but at the time of death, I mean, I know it is what your consciousness is at the time of death or what you think of at the time of death, but is there...
No, I think I could get an idea what you're trying to say.
Mm-hmm.
Entry requirement is to, Prabhupada used to quote that when Dasarath Maharaj went into the forest and he spoke with Vishwamitra, and then he asked a famous question in Sanskrit. He said, Ahishtam yat punar bhava jayaya. How is your quest going for birth and death? He's a king, very learned. He wouldn't go into the forest and talk to a great sage and ask him, hey, how's your kids or how's anything? He'd say, how is your... So that's a minimal thing in the Vedas, moksha, to give up birth. But, of course, in our line, in the Vaishnava line, is to become attached to Krishna and go to Krishna, of course. So, yeah, So you're making it sound like, yeah, the defeatist idea, people get old, they just want to die. But they should be proactively pravitti. There's the nivritti and the, what is it called? Artha pravitti that Bhaktisiddhanta spoke of. He said, for so many years, you can go on, you know, that you give up an artist, but you need to become attached. You have to get to the next stage. We just can't hover on the stage. We have to become proactively attached, hearing and chanting, you know, about the Lila Smarana. Not just because this is the minimal level. The pancha, the four goals of life, and there's the fifth, the, what is it called? Pancha. Pancha Purushartha. The fifth goal is this, as Krishna Mahaprabhu says, Ramya Kachi Rupasana Vajavadu Vargina. Arajo Bhagavan Vajesa Taneo. Become attached to Vajesa, the son of the king of Vrindavan. Not just detached and hanging around waiting to die, but there should be sadhu sangha. Right, tushti, what is it, what verse in the Gita even, tushyanti cha ramanti cha, taking pleasure, so taking pleasure means there has to be some pleasure. Tareva ramyam ruchiram navam, it's ever fresh. Mahotsavam, mano mahotsavam, is ever fresh. Festival of hearing is newer and newer, not just dry. Yeah, okay, this is all an impersonal idea that, you know, we just speak and we'll give up. They have no real. Aruya Krishna Parampadam, they do great endeavor. Aruya Krishna Param, they go to the Padam, just a neutral stage, some kind of a sub shanta stage, of, if they're lucky. But patantiyat ho nadrutya, by neglecting Krishna Leela, then they come down again. So yeah, we're not aiming for that.
Yeah, this unfortunately I can relate quite well to the pondraka,
to the what?
Mentality, or at least I used to. Back in the 1960s, it was quite common people to think that they were God, just make the same mistake as Pondraka. And there was even that story that Prabhupada said, show me a universal form. So some crazy hippie just put his arms up in the air and there it is, you know. I think he could fake out Srila Prabhupada.
You saw somebody do that?
No, it's
it happened.
It's there in ISKCON folklore. So back in the 60s, there was even in the Forum Cafe. You probably remember that place on
what cafe?
Forum.
Forum.
It was on 10th. Avenue A and...
What happened over there?
So they let people write their realizations on the wall of the cafe. And people were writing all kinds of funny things. And then one on the top, I remember someone wrote, curb your God. I know that sounds blasphemous.
Curb
but,
your God?
Yeah, instead of curb your dog, curb your God. In other words... It sounds blasphemous, but it was a good point. You know, keep it to yourself. You know, don't,
if you think you're God, so you know, they were used to it.
I'm not impressed. I'm not impressed by. but that was the that
somebody
was
the, wrote it, or the actual management wrote that.
The management let people write graffiti on the wall.
So that was one of the graffiti.
And right at the top, someone said, "Curb your God." In other words, you know. Cool your engines. So that was a time where there was a lot of pondrakas. We were almost all like pondraka.
I think it's still a fad too. It'll always be a fad. Pondraka was like, you know, he was up there. He was pretty funny though. if you can elicit huge laughter for a very long time in the assembly in Dwarka, where they're just cracking up and
Krishna encouraged laughter to laugh for
quite some time. Mm-hmm. Anyone else? Okay, no, here's something. Speedy Mike. We need one of those things like the bank, you know, where they send the little box for you.
So you were saying that the demons, you know, go to Krishna and they believe they can kill him, even with their material weapons, right? And they desire to make God not exist. And I see this propensity in me, in my belief that I can control many things around me, in my desire to enjoy the facilities around me. Like, I see this constantly in myself. And I'm wondering if, you know, like, I'm wondering if, like, Krishna, like, how, who kills those propensities? Is it, like, do you pray to the holy name when you're chanting? Is it the holy name that's coming in and killing these anarthas? Is it Lord Balaram with his plow? Is it Nrisingadev with his nails? Is it Lord Jagannath coming?
Well, the guru represents Balaram, and he does kill that demonic mentality. So the holy name itself has potency to do that also, but so if it's given by a pure devotee like Prabhupada, then the whole thing. Sangopang Astra Parshadam, Astra means a weapon. So the associates of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu are his weapons. That means like Advaitacharya, Shiva, Asnitananda, like that. And they're able to, just by meditating on them and their pastimes and by chanting, then yeah, that demoniac is cut down. That's the whole idea. Trinada be, you have to chant in that mood, humble. And then all the other steps, na dhanam, na janam. I mean, the beginning, Prabhupada says, just chant and be happy. So then you chant, you think, well, there's something to this. Maybe I should study a little bit about that. Prabhupada says, oh, even if you don't want to study philosophy, you just chant. But if you can study philosophy, that's also better. In that one, in Mayapur in 76, he said, Bhagavatam mantra is good as Hare Krishna. So it's good to know, yeah. So there's many secrets about, false ego is only cut down when you're constantly chanting, and hearing, you know, otherwise, false ego. It doesn't mean we're Pondraka, that, you know, we think everyone should surrender to us, but that's exaggerated, depending, you know. Big politicians, they think that. All right. Okay, so Haribo.